Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. This is Stacey Emery, the personal development expert. As always, excited to be here for another phenomenal Monday on Mind Shift Talk Radio. And shortly you'll be hearing from my co-host as well, my partner in success, Dr. Ayal Kedar, the Natural Zen Diva. It is Monday already. We're in the second week of July. So we are going to continue our conversations about success habits and principles. For those of you that are new to Mindshift Talk Radio, just want to make sure that you know this is a very comfortable environment to be in, a very safe environment. So for those of you that are joining us in the chat room, feel free to share your thoughts, your questions, your comments, or your concerns. We are very open to the feedback that you have to share with us. Mindshift Talk Radio is all about that, about creating that mind shift, that paradigm shift that's necessary for all of us to experience the levels of success that we desire in every area of our lives. So every topic that we discuss on this show, we talk about it from a different perspective. We have my perspective, we have Dr. Ayal, and we also have our partner, Mr. Billy Miller, the motivational minister as well. So it's a very fun show, very engaging. And as I said, we always invite you to take part in the conversation in the chat room. Also, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/mindshifttalkradio. And if you want us to send us an email, you can do that at mindshifttalkradio@gmail.com. If there's any questions that you'd like to ask on air, feel free to give us a call at area code 347-989-0206. So that's pretty much it as far as what the show is about. But I'm going to go ahead and introduce you to, as I said, my partner in success. She is phenomenal in several ways, but she always holds it down on the show every single week, making sure that we have those mind shifts. She keeps us focused on the conversation. She makes sure that we stay engaged, and she makes sure that we're comfortable sharing different perspectives on this show. So I want to introduce you to my partner, Dr. Ayal Kedar, the Natural Zen Diva. Hey, Dr. Ayal.
Woohoo!
Always fired up. I forgot that part. She's always fired up every single week.
That's right. That's right. Why not? Okay.
I know, right? It's Monday. What better way to start the week off than to get on Mind Shift, right? That gets me fired
That's
up
right.
every Monday. I don't see Mondays the same anymore. Ever since we started this show a year ago, I see Mondays in a whole new perspective, a very positive one. So I'm
right.
excited. So what's Mind going on, Chica?
Nothing much. You know, happy Monday. Happy July 11th, 2011. To everybody that's listening out there. I don't know. Last week was wonderful. Our mid-year mind shift reality check.
That was really good.
Yeah, which I think everyone kind of needs that, you know, hey, guys, it's July. It's the middle of the year. What's going on? How you doing with your goals? You know, that you...
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's going on? So, you know, fired up and looking forward to tonight's show as well.
Definitely. And I encourage everyone to go back and check out the replay of that show. I know for many people we say, you know, I don't have enough time to sit for an hour to listen to a show. And for many of us that is true. However, this is at 10 p.m. Eastern time. So for most of us, at least on the East Coast, the children are down in bed. You know, we've done pretty much everything we need to do to wind down for the evening. Just go ahead and hit play and just let it play in the background while you're doing whatever it is you need to do. And always, the replays are available 24/7 online. So you can always go to mindshifttalkradio.com and listen to the replays. You can download them onto your iPod, do whatever is convenient for you. If you have to burn it onto a CD and play it in the car, you do what is necessary to get that mind shift on. And as Dr. Ayal said, last week was a lot of fun because it was a great mid-year reality check for us. It was only a 30-minute show. So So again, it's a very easy download, but we were straight to the point, just making sure that we were all being very honest with ourselves about where we are right now. For many of us, we've accomplished some of our goals, and for many of us, we haven't been as successful as we would like to be in some of the things that we set out to do at the beginning of the year. But the whole purpose of that show and the whole message behind that show was, regardless of where you are right now or how trying the beginning may have been for you, it may have been a challenge for you the first 6 months of the year or so forth, but you're still in a perfect place, in a perfect position to finish the rest of the year strong. It's all up to you. It's all about how you choose to see your current situation and your circumstances. It's all about the perspective that you have. You know, we've talked about success being a matter of perspective before, so it's all dependent on you. And that's why I'm really excited about tonight's show as well, because it really lines up with what we've been talking about throughout this entire series, but especially with July. We've said that July is a very important month for us. It's very sentimental for us because this is the one-year anniversary mark for Mindshift Talk Radio. And that is a huge accomplishment for us because, you know, we started this I love talking about this, Dr. Isle, because, you know, we didn't really know where it was going to go when we started. It was just like we liked speaking. We enjoyed just having real talk, right? And we met online, and we were very interested in helping people, motivating people, encouraging people. And so this was a great platform for us to be able to share encouraging messages. And at the same time, we learned from our speakers, we learned from each other, and we learned from our listeners as well on a weekly basis. So we've been very blessed to be here for a full year, to have great support for those of you that listen every week and that call in and send us messages online and emails and so forth. You know, it is truly a blessing. And so we're just fired up. We're even more excited now than we were before when we first ventured into this for what the new year holds for us. And we're excited about what the new year holds for you as well. You know, it is July, and as we said, this is day one. You know, we still get to start brand new today. Every Monday, you get to start brand new on Mindshift Talk Radio. So if you fell off the wagon on the weekend, don't worry about it. Just make sure you're tuned in on Monday night. That's all I'm going to say about that. So I know I said a mouthful, but, Doc, speaker tonight, as I said, goes right in line with what we've been talking about. And I'm really fired up about our speaker because, for one, you guys will hear shortly, but his energy is just out of this world. Very passionate individual. Even when you go online just to look at his website, you see his face, you read some of his bio, and you're just like, wow, this person is awesome. Very genuine, very humble, but very passionate about blessing other people and helping other people and living on purpose. And we talk about this every week, about just making sure that we're living purposeful lives and understanding that our lives are not just about us, but it's about those people that we can influence and that we can bless along the way as well. And so tonight's guest, as you guys have read on the profile, is, you know, we've been posting on Facebook about him, an author, a personal development coach. He's a speaker, you know, and he's the visionary behind Will Kaysen Enterprises. So we are very fortunate and honored to have Mr. Will Kaysen joining us tonight. I just want to tell you a little bit about Will Kaysen. I mean, many of you may be familiar with him already because he's been speaking for some time, and he's been motivating and impacting companies and schools and communities for over 15 years now. So he's been laying the groundwork in different communities. He's very engaged in being, I would say, that role model and that influence that not only adults need, but also young people need as well. He's making a positive impact in business. He's making a positive impact in the personal lives of several different people. And I'm not going to go into the full bio because I do want him to introduce himself to the speakers and let you guys know who he is and what he's here to share with us tonight. So without any further ado, I'm going to introduce you to tonight's speaker and our special guest, Mr. Will Kaysen. Hey, Will, welcome to Mindshift.
Well, it's exciting for me to be a part of Mindshift Blog Talk Radio tonight because it is a marvelous, magnificent, make-it-happen Motivational Monday. And I want to say thank you to the Mindshift team and also celebrating your one-year anniversary. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of what you're doing to impact the world, because I believe what you're doing is not only necessary, but it's vital to everyone that's listening in to this broadcast this evening. But also, I believe that the things that you're going to share and what you've shared this past year, and also as you celebrate your one-year anniversary and the things that people are going to hear tonight, will help them to make that personal mind shift in their life to get the results that they desire. So thank you for having me on, celebrating your one-year anniversary.
Thank you. We are so thankful for you being here. And I had to just kind of tone it down because I felt myself getting very excited when I was reading some of your bio. And so I wanted to make sure that I just toned it down a little bit because I know you are just going to bring a phenomenal message to the show tonight. And again, we are very honored to have you here. But thank you for everything you said just now, for talking about the one-year anniversary. We're so excited to have you here. But I'm going to be quiet now, and I'm going to open up the mic to you and let you go ahead and just tell our listeners a little bit more about who you are and about the message that you're going to share with us tonight.
Well, great. Stacey, thank you so much. And to everyone that's listening tonight, my name is Will Kaysen, and when it comes to passion and personal development, I believe that's my calling in life. But God, when God created me, he designed me to impact the lives of other people, to use the gift of exhortation to let people know about possibilities, but also to let them know about vision, the things that they can't even see right now, and how to imagine the possibilities in their life and to take the critical necessary steps to achieve the results that they want in their life that not only benefits them, but it also benefits the people around them, that environments change, environments shift when we all are in direct alignment with our passion, our purpose, and our gifts. And so a little bit about me, I'm a father of four beautiful young children who have blessed me in an awesome way, because every day they give me a new message that I could talk about and I can live about just watching their lives and hearing some of their excitement and things that's happening in their life. And also I'm a passionate person. I'm a husband that's passionate about the gift that God has given me. And I travel as an international speaker, sharing with audiences based on my first book, Visualizing Your Victory. And one of the big focuses for me right now is impacting the lives of teens. So I developed a whole personal growth and development program for students, for them to achieve the success that they desire in school, in their future, and also how to reach some of those personal challenges, how to overcome those challenges that they're dealing with. And I've been on the circuit for about 14 years now, providing personal development and doing motivational speaking. And this is something every time my eyelids flicker in the morning and my feet hit the floor that I'm ready to do. When I go to bed at night, I take a deep breath and say, wow, I believe that I've used everything that I have within me to impact the lives of others. And that's what I enjoy doing. I grew up in Florida. I'm a country boy. I came out to California to attend San Jose State University many years ago and decided to stay in San Jose. And one of the things that really intrigued me when I look back over my life and I think about what were some of the key assets that people deposited in my life to help me to get to the place that I am today. And I think about a lot of those conversations my neighbors, my grandfather, my grandmother, my mother, my father shared with me along the way to impart their knowledge in me and just plant some of those seeds of future possibilities. And a lot of work that I do today, it comes from those conversations that people have shared in my life. And I enjoy what I'm doing. This is what I believe every breath that I take, this is what I was called to do. And for the ones that are listening in tonight here on MindShift, I want you to think about this. Tonight we're going to talk about visualizing your victory. I'm going to share with you when it comes to success habits for life, but also success habits for business. And also we're going to talk about habits and principles. And I want you to think about, as I'm speaking to you tonight in the title of Visualizing Your Victory, Success Habits for Life and Business, I want you to think about, what personal visions do you have for yourself? What are some of the things that you want to reach and accomplish in life? I mean, I want you to not only think about it on a small scale, but I want you to get it on an enormous scale. If you could do and have and dream about anything that you could accomplish, what would it be? I believe it. What happens to us in life that we get to the place that we stop dreaming about possibilities. I remember when I was a student and you could daydream and you had classes in elementary school where they had nap time. And I believe nap time was a time that you could just kind of relax the mind, but the mind was able to see and think about some things that you wanted to accomplish, because right after nap time, students went right into circle time, and in circle time, the teacher always would say, so what is it that you want to do? What would you like to become? And I believe what has happened to us is that we have stopped the critical process of nap time, because nap time causes us to think about things that we want to do in life. And nap time is okay, because in nap time, we kind of slow the process of life down just a little. We take a deep breath in, we let the body relax, and we start thinking about, we're in a place that we can relax, that we can clearly think and hear of things that are in our future. And I want to say to you this evening, just take a little bit of time to breathe a little bit and take a nap. And when you take your nap, think about those things that you want to accomplish on a large scale. And the reason why I believe it's important when we think about things that we want to accomplish, it's important for us to align them up with our gifts and our talents and our passion and our purpose for life, because someone's very life is dependent on the life that we live. And what I mean by that is when I started really understanding this gift that I was given as a speaker, it's the gift of exhortation, it's the gift of praise, it's the gift of speaking possibilities. When I started seeing the lives of people literally change, when I was working with young people and some students thought about giving up on their life, and after hearing a motivational speaking engagement or going through personal growth and development exercises, they're saying to me, I believe life is worth living. When I start working with students who are failing school and their academic careers and their academic outlook changed, their perspective for life changed, I started realizing how precious this gift is. But it also gave me a burning desire to help others realize a gift that they have been given as well. Because when we do what we've been called to do, living our passion and living our purpose to impact the lives of others, I believe what Ralph Waldo Emerson said in a beautiful piece of poetry that he wrote when he was talking about and writing about success. And one of the lines in that piece of poetry so vividly fits with me about who I am. And every time I read it or I say it, it sends rivers and chills up my spine. He said, to know that one life has breathed easier because we have lived, that's to have succeeded. And I believe that's what success is all about. If we look at our lives and look at the blueprint of our lives, can one person's life breathe easier because we have lived? Think about your life today, and you could think about, you know, the coworkers that you have at work. Think about your family. And many of you are entrepreneurs. You started your own business. You have a product or a service that you've taken out to the marketplace. Is someone or are many people's lives breathing easier because of your very existence? I believe there's three things that happens when we encounter an individual. We can either make their life better, we can make their life the same as it is when we first met them, or they are worse off as a result of encountering us. Now, I know the people that are listening in this evening, you're making life better for individuals that you connect with, people on your job, people in your family, people in the business or the product or service that you put out there in the marketplace, lives are better. And so one of the first keys I believe that's important when it comes to developing habits of success. Now, when it comes to success and habits, we have to really look at the word habits, because a habit is something that you do as a result of making an observation, and then you take on that observation to be a part of who you are, be a part of your life. It's something that you do routinely and frequently that you don't even think about doing it. The same thing that you do when you wake up in the morning, you may brush your teeth first or wash your face first, take a shower first, take a bath first. It's something that you've done over the years that you don't even think about doing it now. It's consistently happening in your life. And so when we think about a success habit, and success is achieving a level of something that you are personally satisfied with, your success. One of the things that I always say, success habit number one, is clearly identifying what it is that you want to achieve. That's your vision. And so I want you to think about, as I mentioned before, about making a person's life better as a result of who you are and what you bring. How are you making a person's life better? What is your vision? What are some of the things that you want to accomplish in your life? I remember years ago, the student walked in my office. She was failing school, and she was thinking about giving up. Her mother said, Will, we've been to psychologists and sociologists and school counselors, and she's on the verge of being kicked out of school. We don't know what to do, but we heard you speak at a seminar, and someone recommended that we should connect with you because you do student success coaching and you counsel students. Can you work with our daughter? Well, when this first student first walked in my office, I said to her, what is it that you want to achieve? And she said, what do you mean by that? I said, when you look at your life, what do you want your life to look like? And the second part of that question, what are you doing on a daily basis to help that become a reality? She said, well, I don't know what I want to achieve. And I said, well, I want you to think about what are some of the things that you're great at? What are some of the things that you do really well? What are some of the things that you're passionate about? And I shared with the student, I said, I'm going to work with you for a period of 6 months. in every assignment that I give you, you have to do is non-negotiable. And I believe if you make that personal commitment, and I'm committing with you, you'll be able to reach the results that you want in life. The first assignment that I had her to do was to write 120 things that she's great at. She said to me, she said, you must be crazy. She said, it's hard for me to think about things that I'm good at. I said, no, I want you to take it seriously. 120 things. I want you to spend a week and just think about what are you good at? What are you great at? And I believe once we identify the things that we're great at, the things that gets us excited, the things that we do really well, and some of the things that we're not even conscious of that we do, but we do them so well, and we do them in an elegant and beautiful way. Sometimes others see it in us, and they recognize it, and they say, hey, you do that really well, and we don't even pay attention to it. And so once we identify those 120 things, and I'm giving that assignment to everyone that's listening in tonight, is identify 120 things that you are great at. Maybe you're a great friend. You're great when it comes to technology and computers. Maybe you're great when it comes to planning and organizing. You're a great listener. You're great when it comes to decor in a home and decorating, interior design, fashion. Maybe you're great at when it comes to designing web pages or designing a book cover. There are many things that you're great at. When it comes to putting a healthy meal together, when it comes to the gift of hospitality, maybe you're a great giver. But I know that we have many things, and when we start thinking about them, we're really great at those things, 120 things that you're great at. And then from there, once the student identified 120 things, she came back a week later. She said she was exhausted. She thought about it. She had 120 things that she was great at. The question was, what is your vision? What do you want to accomplish? And I said, start looking at your list of things that you're great at. She realized that she was really great and gifted at artwork, and she was gifted in the music. And I said, what could you do with these talents and these gifts that you have, this art and this music? And she started thinking about what she wanted to do in her future. The next assignment that I gave her, I said, now I want you to do is write down the current grades that you have in your class, all your classes. And then I want you to find five of your best friends. And I want you to find out, is there some connections between the grades that you have, and she was making F's and D's, and are there some connections with the grades that you have and the connections that your friends, the grades that they're achieving in their classes. Is it congruent or is it incongruent? She came back and she realized that all her friends were making the same grades that she was making. It's something that's interesting about association. And one of my mentors said to me, he said, well, we are a direct reflection of the five people that we associate with the most. He said, if you want your life to change, it's important that you change the association of people that you connect with. If you want to become a world-renowned motivational speaker, it's going to be important that you connect with people who are already there. If you want to impact the lives of others, it's important that you associate and you connect with people that are already making an impact in the world. If you want to become a best-selling author, it's important that you become connected with people that are best-selling authors. But it reminded me when my mentor was sharing with me something that I heard many years ago on the front porch. Now, the front porch is where I got a lot of my wisdom and knowledge and experience by listening to conversations of people that were my elders. And I believe it's important that we have wise people in our lives. And my elder said to me, Will, show me your friends and I'll show you your future. And I paused for a minute. And when she said those words, she said, look at those boys walking down the path right now. If they're your friends, you're going to walk down the same path that they're walking down. Pause for a minute, and I had to really think, do I want my life to look like their life is looking? Mm-hmm. And it's amazing, the people that we spend our time with, our resources, our energy with, exchanging conversation, exchanging ideas, they have a reflection on us, we have a reflection on them, but also they are in connection and connected to our destiny. And so it's really important that we have an awareness of the people that we associate with on a daily basis, that who we allow to come into our circle, that we are sharing things with, and also it's important who we receive things from. So when this student looked at the five people that she associated with the most, she realized that she didn't want her future to look like their future. And I said, if you want to change your future, it's going to be important that you change the association who you're connected with. I said, what do you want your life to look like? what do you want your grades to look like in class? And when she shared those with me, I said, find now the people in your school that reflect what you want to accomplish. Well, we went through different assignments, like I'm sharing with you. The first one, 120 qualities that best describe you, things that you're great at. Five friends, and write the reflections of what their future looks like, and write the reflection of what you want your future to look like. And then the next thing that I gave her, and which is really important for who's listening in today, is to have accountability people in your life. I said, now what I want you to do, you wrote down the grades that you want to achieve in class. Now go to each one of your teachers and say, can you partner with me to help me reach these goals? Here are my action steps on the back of this card, what I'm committed to do on a daily basis to achieve the grades that I desire to reach in this class. She did those assignments. And I'm thankful, and it's by God's grace and mercy, this student finished school, became a great student, and she started her own business as a photographer. What was really important about that, she was interviewed in a newspaper, and just 3 weeks ago, she was on stage speaking with me about the success that she's achieved in life. Now, when we talk about habits, it's something that you frequently do on a daily basis. It's a pattern that you follow. And when I was listening to her speak, I could tell that she was operating off success habits. She said, the first thing that I had to learn was I had to change my perspective on how I saw myself. So when Will had me write down 120 things, I wrote those 120 things down, but what I started to do on a daily basis is to read those things, just like affirmation. I'm wonderful. I'm great. I'm a great sister. I'm a great leader. I'm a great organizer. I'm a great innovator. I'm a change agent. I'm a champion. I'm unique. I'm wonderful. I'm beautiful. I'm a queen. And she said, on a daily basis, I start reading those, and I start to internalize those. And I believe once we start internalizing those, what is on the inside of us will come out and outwardly display who we really are. And she said, the next thing that I had to do, I had to find people in my life that believed in me, and encouraged me and motivated me and pushed me because they saw some things in me that I didn't see in myself. And I had to align myself around people that cared enough about me, that wanted me to be the best that I could be. That reminded me of something when that student was talking that I read that Mother Teresa wrote. She said, the blind can see it. The deaf can hear it. It's the common language that all of us can embrace of when we experience someone that cares. And what that student was sharing was she found some people that care. And she started associating herself and aligning herself with people that care. Now, that's the same thing in relationships when we talk about habits. Some people always say to me, people often say to me, they say, well, I don't understand why I'm attracting these kind of people in my life. Well, why do I have these type of friends? Why am I always in this relationship? And it seems like people are taking advantage of me. And I said, well, you got to look at the patterns in your life. Those are habits. If you always have these type of people in your life, we have to look at who we are internally. And we have to also look at what we put out there and what we're projecting on others. But if we have some consistent patterns and we start evaluating ourselves about who we are, what are some negative patterns, some patterns that are detrimental, some warning signs, some danger patterns in my life, what are some of those patterns? What are some of those habits? We make a list of those. And then we make a list, what are some positive patterns that I have in my life that are helping me get the results that I want in life? And then we work on a daily basis of how to reduce those patterns that are detrimental to us. It's the same way when we think about a health regimen. If we want to increase our stamina, if we want to increase our health outlook and our wellness and our well-being in life, we do some things like fruits and vegetables. We make sure we have the necessary water intake a day. We reduce those high levels of calorie foods and those saturated fats, and we reduce those high foods and sugar and things of that nature, and we start changing the way that we eat. And we start monitoring what we do. And that's the same thing when it comes to success habits and success principles. It's important, as you were saying early when we first opened up about the Mind Shift Talk Radio program, about as we are in the month of July, that we take some personal time to look back on 2011 or where we are today. How did we start this year off? What were some of the things that we wanted to accomplish? And now it's time to breathe a little bit, do a personal evaluation and say, where are we? Where am I with the goals and dreams the resolutions that I made for myself, the visions that I have for me. Let me pause for 1 second. Let me put one quart in this parking meter and just pause to get some quiet time with myself. And to be honest with myself, when I was a student athlete, my coach used to say, this is a gut check. He said, we really got to get to the heart of the matter. If we want to develop the big plays to win, we have to be real with ourselves, to be held accountable on this team, to take responsibility and take ownership of our mistakes, but also to embrace the difference that we can make on the next play. And so as we're in the month of July, I believe that's what happens, that we take a pause for a minute. We start to look and say, where am I? Where do I want to go? What am I willing to do to get there? Who are some of the people, some of the places, and some of the things I need to let go of to achieve the results that I want to achieve in life? And then the last one is, what am I willing to do right now, right this moment, to make this day the most remarkable day of my life? And those are some things when we talk about transitions and going through some things in life to achieve the results that we want. Those are kind of conversations that we have to have with ourselves. And it's the same when we look at principles, or we're talking about visualizing your victory, looking at habits and looking at principles. Principles are the things that we live by, the fundamental truths that we have for our life. It's our foundation. It's our value. That's why one of the fundamental truths that I know that I have for myself is sowing and reaping. And I'm so thankful. When I was a little boy, my grandfather taught me how to plant a garden. And I didn't know that planting that garden would have some type of influence for my daily life. I thought we were just planting a garden. But when I think about what went through the process of planting that garden and how it reflects who I am today, it was a tremendous gift of just learning how to plant a garden. A few years ago, one of my sons, we decided to plant some pumpkins. And he was really excited about it. First of all, we had to clear off the land and decide where we wanted to plant. And we cleared off the land and we dug a hole and we planted this little pumpkin seed. And, we covered the seed up. And I said, you got to water it 3 times a day. And we watered it 3 times a day. And the next thing that you know that happened after about 14 to 21 days, a little sprout pops through the ground and breaks through the surface. And he was excited about it because every morning he'll go to the window and pull the curtains back just to look out to see what was happening. And he was excited about it. So he'll water it 3 times a day. And as it began to grow, one of the things that I noticed, he started developing a habit, a routine like we talked about, something that we do frequently. And sometimes we don't even think about it, but we're constantly doing it. A habit. Every morning he would do the same thing. He would go to the sliding glass door, push the curtains back, and he would look at it. He said, Dad, look, it's growing. Well, the pumpkin started to grow after about 65 days. It started to have this little bud, a little flower, a yellow-colored flower that turned orange, beautiful flower. And then he said, Dad, what's that? And I said, that's the flower, and flower, that's the bulb that's going to fall off, and that's where the pumpkin's going to start from. So he'll water the pumpkin 3 times a day, and every day he's looking, every morning with excitement, going to the window, Dad, look, it's growing. Well, after the flower fell off and the bulb started to, like a little pea, started to grow, and that was a pumpkin starting to form. And after about 2 weeks, the birds came and started nibbling in that pumpkin. The pumpkin fell off, and that was it. Every morning he went to the window and did the same thing with excitement. Dad, do you think another flower would grow? Is another pumpkin going to grow? And a few weeks later, another flower started to blossom on the pumpkin vine. Pumpkin started to grow, and then that pumpkin, some bugs got to it. But every morning he had the same excitement of what he wanted to see. Another flower came up. It started to grow, and he said to me, Dad, do you think it's going to grow? He said, we've lost 2 pumpkins already. And deep down I prayed, I said, I hope this pumpkin grows, because every morning he gets up with excitement looking for this pumpkin to grow. Well, he continued to water 3 times a day. Every morning he would get up with excitement to see this pumpkin. It started to grow, and then it started to grow and grow and grow and grow. And after a while, my wife, Kimberly, said, I think you guys better cut that pumpkin. It's huge. This pumpkin grew to be a 25-pound pumpkin. With that pumpkin, we brought it in. For the very first time, I carved my first pumpkin. I didn't know they could be so messy. The kids counted the seeds. It was about 350 seeds. We made pumpkin loaf, pumpkin cookies, pumpkin spread. We put pumpkin seeds in the oven, and we even gave some stuff away. And then we took some of the pumpkin and we put it in a freezer to save for another day that we could make some things with from that pumpkin. And when I thought about it, as I often think about things that I learned from people around me, my children, my wife, my friends, I thought about how every day he got up with excitement to see what was happening with his pumpkin. He took the necessary steps to water it, even though when the first one fell off and the birds got to it, the second one, the worms got to it and the bugs got to it, he had the same desire and the intensity and the same focus to water three times a day and wake up each morning with excitement thinking about, is this going to grow? And for all of you that are listening in this evening, it takes that type of excitement each day that we wake up excited about the new day that we have, to embrace that new day and say, now my dream, my goal, my vision, my purpose in life is growing a little bit wiser. It's growing a little bit better. Even if we've had some moments of adversity, and Lou Holtz said it best, the measure of a person is measured by adversity. How well does that person stand when everything around them begins to fall and crumble? So each morning, I know it's going to be challenging. I know it's going to be difficult. I know it will be hard. It's hard for every person that has a dream, that has a goal. But I believe if you operate off the principle of sowing and reaping, operate off the principle of faith, and we know that faith is a substance of things hopeful, the evidence of things we cannot see. If we operate from that principle and put that principle into practice, we can wake up with an expectation of today is going to be the best day. Today is going to be a great day. Today is going to be a day like I've never seen before. But we also have something that is important and vital for us to do. We have to activate that type of day. That's why when you call me, you hear me speak, I say it's a marvelous, magnificent, motivating, make it happen, magical, miracle-making Monday. Why? Because I'm speaking some things into existence. Even if it doesn't look like it, I want to speak it into existence in my life. I want other people, when I walk into the environment, that the environment shifts, just like mine shift. I want the environment to shift, to take up, to be moved up another level based on the words that I speak, based on the words that I'll post on a Facebook, based on the words that I'll write in a book. And when it comes to Tuesday, it's a terrific, thankful, tremendous, take action, total victory Tuesday. And it's amazing now.
I like it. Well, yeah. I'm like, you got me over here taking so many notes. I'm like writing so many things because I love that story about the pumpkin because we had a speaker on here, Bo Baudouin, who he said there's no way in the world you can be prepared for what your children are going to teach you. And when you share that story of how you can just see something so simple that as a pumpkin and the desire, the intensity, the focus that he had sprinkled with excitement at just the opportunity and the hope that one day it was going to be a pumpkin that was going to manifest. And I'm like, that was just, so I'm totally loving this. And I know that there are people out there, which is why they're tuning into Mindshift Talk Radio. There are people out there who, you know, they may not feel that picture, that idea that you just painted for someone, they may have never heard that before. That may not even be a thought in their mind as to how they can just keep on, you know, they can keep on going, that they really can have the things that they desire. They really can succeed. So I love that you're on here and you're really blessing our listeners with such a powerful message of how they can, how you can really do, and it really is possible just starting with the visualization. So I'm loving it.
Definitely. And we want to make sure that we're checking in with our listeners as well, just to let you know that you're listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery, Dr. Ayal Kedar, and Billy Miller, the Motivational Minister. We are really excited about tonight's conversation. We have the dynamic and phenomenal speaker joining us, Mr. Will Kaysen of Will Kaysen Enterprises, and he is sharing a great message about success habits and what we need to do to be victorious in our lives. So I will let you go back at it, Will.
Well, great. And one of the things that I want to also share with you, when we talk about the piece about habits, and if everyone could just listen into this one and write these down, I'm going to share with some things that's personal, that's worked for me, and it's worked for some other people that I've shared with before, and you've heard the story of when I was sharing with the student about the 120 things that you write down and having a vision, a clear vision of things that you want to accomplish. And then you heard the third piece about association. And it's important to identify five people that believe in you, five people that will inspire you, five people that it's a reciprocal relationship. You give to, they give to you, but it's a healthy relationship. It's not something that's toxic. It's not something that's eating away at you like carcinogen, but it's something that fills you up and you fill them up. And then the fourth one I'll share with you about having some type of excitement, an exciting level, exciting attitude, an exciting personality about who you are, that it touches the hearts of many people. That's my signature mark when I, each day that I wake up and I give that day a new motivational word, a new inspiring word that touches my life, but also touches the life of people that I connect with as well. And then the next one that's really important, I believe that you have to say, I'm going to make it happen. And by saying I'm going to make it happen, you are using everything that you have within you to accomplish what you desire to happen. And I believe one of the things, I believe sometimes life presents us with challenges. Life will present us with many challenges, and we don't understand why those challenges are there, but they're only there to push us in the direction that we need to go. So even if we look at this year, we've been faced with some challenges and some difficult moments, and you say, wow, this is hard, this is difficult. Life presents those challenges, but it's going to push us in the direction that we need to go. You know, think about it. If the doctor told you there's something that you need to change within your health, that you can be healthier, that you can create the balance and the wellness that you need for life, that you can go on, I'm pretty sure that you would make those necessary changes after you've had that conversation with a doctor. If it was something in your business and someone said to you as a business consultant, here's some things that you can look at to do differently to help your business flourish and grow. Here's some principles that can work to help you increase profit. I'm pretty sure you'll say, I'm going to go home and make it happen. If your child needed to accomplish something, they wanted to, you know, learn how to ride a bike, learn how to swing a bat, or learn how to put a puzzle together, and they had some difficult times doing that, I'm pretty sure you'll say, let's make it happen. And so that's the conversation that's going to be important for all of us that are listening. And it's important for me is, what am I willing to do to make it happen? I read a quote by Albert Einstein, and it really stopped me in my tracks. Albert Einstein wrote, many of life's failures are people who didn't realize how close they were to success before giving up. And that one stopped me because I say, wow, you could be just one step away from reaching your desired results. And the question is, what are you willing to do to make it happen? And I believe when you have that type of mindset, that type of attitude to say, let's make it happen, it alters and shifts some things in your life, that you start looking for answers and you start looking for solutions. You start to become more innovative, and the right people come along the way to help you make it happen. So think about some things that you want to happen in your life, and then do you have that desire to say, I'm going to make it happen? I remember when I first started my journey as a motivational speaker, and I said, I developed my visualizing your victory card. And on the 3x5 in the index card, I wrote, I am an international speaker impacting the lives of people worldwide, sharing with them gifts, talents, tools, experiences, sharing with them who I am to help them achieve the desired results that they want to accomplish. And I put that on a 3x5 index card, and I carried it with me, and I kept it in my pocket, and I constantly read that card. And I said, I'm going to make this happen. And I remember it got difficult because I would say and make phone calls, wanting to go places and speak, and people said, we don't need a speaker. I would go from preschools to elementary schools to junior high schools, make flyers, and I'm willing to come and do a free speaking engagement. And people say, well, we don't need a speaker. And it got very challenging. But I constantly had to read my 3x5 index card, and I call that my visualizing your victory card, that you have to have a card in life that reminds you of your destiny, where you're going. Not where you are today, but where you're going. And I constantly read that card. So I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to stay on this path. And as I continue to develop myself, because I believe this is really important, I want you to write this down. It's called private practice for a public performance. See, I had to have some private practice. And what I mean by some private practice is I had to have some alone time with myself to develop myself as a speaker. I had to have some quiet time, some prayer time, some time of meditation. Your private practice, what you do in private will come out publicly. And so one of the things I knew, I had to really spend some time understanding the gift of speaking. And so this private practice, just working on my gift as an orator, working on my gift as a speaker, working on my gift as a personal development coach, that is in alignment when we talked about earlier, visualizing your victory, habits of success and principles of success, because that principle is a principle, fundamental truth for me when it comes to integrity. When no one else is around, what are some of the things that you constantly do? How does that reflect who you are? What is your character? And so by having that private practice, it was developing me to make a public presentation. And when the time came that the school started to say, yes, we'll like for you to come in as a speaker. Yes, we'll like to pay you as a speaker. Or yes, we'll like to have your curriculum come into our school as a personal development consultant or specialist for our entire school district. I thought about the private practice that positioned me for the public presentation and the public performance. But I had to keep that make it happen. And see, when you're on your knees and you're pacing the floor and you're having the resiliency to go on no matter how difficult it is, to say I'm going to make this happen, that's when you have the next piece is a made-up mind. Or what I love about this Blog Talk Radio, the mind shift. That's when you have the mind shift in a made-up mind. And so the next piece is you have to look at your life, and I had to look at my life and say, where do I need to have a made-up mind in what area of my life? Spiritually, financially, emotionally, socially, professionally, personally, economically, professionally. Where do I need to have a mind shift? Where do I need to have a made-up mind to say I'm going to go on all the way no matter what? And that happens to us. I believe all of us reach a point in our life where we get to a certain place and say, can I go on? And we take a deep breath, and then we exhale. And it was something that Cindy Poitier said that I really love. He says, it's amazing to watch people walk, because when they walk, either you adjust to their pace or they adjust to your pace. But the true question in life is, who's setting the pace in your life? And then when you read things and hear things of that nature, it causes you to have a mind shift. It causes you to have a make-it-happen attitude. It causes you to have a made-up mind. It's important for all of us. And then the next one is, and this is one that is another principle of success principles, fundamental truth that we value about reaching success. I believe it's important to make places better, people and places better. Whatever environment that we walk in, that environment is better. Whatever place that we go, that place is transitioned and transformed. It's better. Who the people that we constantly come in contact with for the very first time or many times, their life is better. I remember when I worked in an environment, I had something called a motivational message board. I worked in an environment where it was challenging at one time many years ago. And the stress level of employees were very high. and people were not happy about coming to work in that product group that I was working with, as a product business group. So I decided to create this thing called the message board, the motivational message board. Each morning on my cubicle, I cleared everything away, and I pinned up positive words and positive affirmations about today is going to be a great day. Today something special is going to happen. Look for it. Today you're going to be surprised. Get ready. Today is going to be full of excitement. Will you start the fire? And something interesting happened. The first time a person said, who put this stuff up here? And I raised my hand. I said, I did. And they're like, wow, it's pretty interesting. But after about 60 days, what I noticed was other people started to come up with different hopes and motivation and inspirational words, and they started to put things up along the cubicle wall. And we had an entire wall filled with these motivational and inspiring words. And people look forward each day to find out who wrote something new on the wall. And so that was an environment change, a paradigm shift happened. It was an environment where things traditional like that didn't happen. And so for everyone that's listening in, we all have some God-given gifts and talents. And it's up to us to say, God, what have you given me to make this world a better place, to make a huge impact? Lord, where are some places that you desire for me to go to ultimately make a shift in the world, that someone's life, someone's expectation, someone's eyes could be opened to see something new and remarkable? And it's time to visualize your victory, to look at the gifts, to look at the talents, the skills, the things that you have, and to use them on a daily basis. Because everyone that's listening in, you are a remarkable and amazing person. There's no one exactly like you. This world needs exactly what you have to offer. In order for the world to be a better place, it's up to you to use the gifts and the talents that you have to make a difference, to fulfill your purpose, to walk in your destiny on a daily basis, and to know that you are victorious. Every person that you pass, their life can be better based on who you are. If it's a product or a service that you give out to the marketplace, do it in such a great way that you have a high standard that no one else in the marketplace does it like you. If it's a smile that you give someone on a daily basis, smile. If it's a word of encouragement, if it's a warm embrace, maybe it's a kind word that you see that someone needs and you write a kind word, a message to them. It's if something that could be nonverbal, just a pleasant, pleasing look of gratitude. Give them that look. I believe every day when we're visualizing our victory, we have an opportunity to do just that. Something that I read many years ago by Andy Andrews opened my eyes to really do a gut check to say, Will, what are you doing on a daily basis? Andy Andrews said, we all have been created with the ability to change the world. Every action we take, every step we make matters. And the converse is also true. Every action we don't take, and every step we don't make matters just as much. So tonight, as you're listening in, I want you to think about, and I want you to write down, what action steps have you taken today to move you at least one step closer to the things that you want to accomplish, to move you one step closer to your vision, to move you one step closer to victory? You got to list your action steps, the things that you've done today. And then if you haven't done any of those action steps to move you closer to the desired results that you want for your life, now the question is, what are you willing to do now to move one step closer? Take a deep breath in. Exhale. You're still breathing. You're still here. Life is still inside of you. Every breath that you have, I know you're still here. So you have to use it. You have to make sure that you use everything that's within you, and you use it all up. Those are the action steps. So as long as you're breathing, as long as, you know, as my grandmother used to say, you have activities in your limbs and you have a made-up mind, you're in your right mind, you can do something.
Well, we appreciate you joining us tonight. I hate to cut you off. I just see we're coming up on the end of the hour. And you shared so much information tonight, so I have to encourage the listeners to make sure that you go back online to mindshifttalkradio.com to check out the replay of this show and make sure that you're spreading the word, sharing this information with friends and family members, anyone that you know that is in need of a major mind shift or even a small mind shift. This show is for everyone, and the show is here to help you throughout every journey. So thank you so much for being here with us tonight. Will, if you could please, we have about a minute left, if you could just tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and get more information from you and also about your book.
Yes, you can reach me at willcason.com. That's Will with one L, W-I-L-C-A-S-O-N.com, W-I-L-C-A-S-O-N.com. You can find me also on Facebook at Will Cason. That's Will with one L, W-I-L-C-A-S-O-N. It's been a marvelous, magnificent Monday. Thank you for having me on. I look forward to hearing from you listeners that are out there and making that mind shift to make
we
your life
you being
a
here.
Better place.
And could you just do us one favor before you leave? Tell us what kind of Tuesday we're going to have.
It's going to be a terrific, tremendous, thankful, tantalizing, total victory, take action Tuesday.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it.
Awesome.
Well, thanks for having me. I enjoyed this time and looking forward to doing some more with my shift.
Awesome. Well, definitely, we will be so happy and honored to have you back. But ladies and gentlemen, so you are listening to Mindshift Talk Radio. That was Mr. Will Cason. You can get more information online at willcason.com. Also, you can find him on Facebook at facebook.com/willcason. So that is it for tonight's episode. Again, this show was about visualizing your victory. We'll share tons of nuggets. Definitely, I hope that you were taking notes throughout the show, but if you weren't, again, you can go back and listen to the replay and take your notes from the replay. You know, the one thing that really stood out to me tonight was the part about association, about being mindful of who we're associated with. And I love the fact when Will said he gave one young lady that assignment of looking at the people that she's associated with and looking at the five people that you're closest to because they're a direct reflection of who you are. And it reminds me of one of the earlier episodes we had at the beginning of Mindshift back in July of last year when Chris Gloss joined us, and Chris gave us a similar assignment about looking in our phones as well and looking at the individuals that we're speaking to most often. It was the same concept about being mindful of who you're associated with. You know, one thing that stands out to me every time I hear that message is something about from James Allen when he says, you would track that which you are. And so sometimes we look at our situations and we look at the people in our circle and we say, how do we end up here with these crazy people time after time after time? And what I say to those individuals that ask that question is there must be some crazy in you to attract crazy people into your life. And I know I can raise my hand because I've been there at one point as well. So, you know, again, thank you guys for listening to the show tonight. Make sure you join us online at facebook.com/mindshifttalkradio. And you can also find Billy Miller on Facebook. You can find Dr. Io Kedar, a natural Zen diva. And you can find me, Stacey Emery. We encourage you guys to be here next week for another phenomenal show. Again, this is our Success Habit and Principles Month. This is the 1 month, or the 1 year anniversary. I'm getting tongue tied now at the end of the show, but this is the 1 year anniversary of Mindshift Talk Radio. Want to make sure that we're continuing to provide the messages that you need to have that healthy mind shift to achieve your desired level of success. So be blessed, and we'll talk to you guys soon. Bye bye.
Mindshift Radio.